Thanks for tuning in to Eating Well and Keeping Active, an audio guide for people with cancer and their carers, family and friends, produced by Cancer Council Western Australia. This CD has been developed by professionals who've had years of experience in the area. Dealing with a cancer diagnosis can be very distressing. The emotions that can come with cancer are often very intense, and this, mixed with some of the physical side effects of cancer treatment, can take its toll on both the mind and the body. With the stress of diagnosis and treatment, it's hardly surprising that things like exercise and eating well sometimes fall off the radar. But scientific evidence shows that good nutrition and physical activity will help you deal with the side effects of your cancer treatment. It'll also help your body heal wounds faster, and overall, it'll help you recover faster. This CD will provide you with general suggestions about how to eat well and keep active. It'll also share the stories of people living with cancer, so you'll get to hear how they feel and what they've done to cope. We've kept the tracks short, so they're easy to listen to. From tracks 2 to 5, we'll look at common nutritional problems, like weight and appetite loss, as well as nausea and vomiting, and changes in taste and smell. Later, we'll go into mouth issues like when it's dry, coated or sore, making eating difficult. We deal with indigestion, heartburn and bloating on track 11, and then something that's really quite common, diarrhea and constipation. In tracks 15 and 16, the CD looks at the pros and cons of food supplements, superfoods and special diets. If you don't have any symptoms and feel okay, this CD may still be useful for you. There's advice on healthy eating, keeping your weight stable, and keeping active with cancer. We've even got a celebrity chef, Anna Gare, talking you through handy recipes that can be prepared quickly on track 6. On track 19, we look at the research into the benefits of exercise on your health. Plus, there's useful advice on how to keep your food bills down on track 20. We've also provided a bonus CD which has Anna Gare cooking up some nutritious, easy-to-follow meals, and West Coast Eagles footballer Beau Waters gives some great tips for low-impact exercise. It might be an idea to listen to this CD with your family so they also have a better understanding of some of the nutritional hurdles surrounding cancer. Just remember that the advice is general in nature. Things vary depending on what sort of cancer and treatment you're having, so we deal with the main issues. Seeing a dietitian may not always be a standard part of cancer treatment, but if you need further information or have any concerns, it is worth speaking to your doctor, dietitian or health professional. You usually need to see a dietitian if you're losing weight without trying, or you've lost your appetite and you're not eating well. Dietitians are there to help you in all public hospitals and most private hospitals, as well as many community health centres. You can access one via the Cancer Council helpline on 13 11 20. There's a dietitian on the line once a week. If you want more information about anything you hear on this CD, please ring the Cancer Council helpline. You can also jump on the website at cancerwa.asn.au, where you can find heaps of info, including a free booklet called Nutrition for People Living with Cancer. Just put nutrition into the search box on the homepage or call the helpline and we'll send it out to you. For anything else, speak to your health professional.